from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's something I'll never forget. It was my last year at the seminary. Call day had already occurred, and so now it was just a matter of finishing up my classes and finally graduating. No problem, or so I thought. You see, there was something else each student had to do, had to pass, in order to graduate. Each student had to sit down with two professors, and they could ask you anything they wanted, and you had to give them an appropriate answer. Talk about some anxious moments. In our gospel lesson for today, we heard the well-known and often told story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus on that first Easter day. According to the text, we know one of the men was named Cleopas. Now, the early church has suggested that Cleopas may have been the brother of Joseph, of the Mary and Joseph fame, and thus the uncle of Jesus, and that the unnamed second disciple was his son, Simeon. Now, whether that is fact, we may never know. But if someone should ever ask you, at least you'll have an answer you can give them. But what we do know for fact is that these two men were not alone on that road. For as Luke records, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Now, let's stop here and look at the situation. The last thing these two men and all of those who had witnessed the events in Jerusalem the past few days knew of Jesus was that he had died on the cross the past Friday. His body was taken down and placed in a tomb. But immediately before our text for today, we have Luke's account of the resurrection. How the women went to the tomb earlier that day, saw the two angels, and the news that Jesus had risen. How the women then rushed back to the disciples and explained what they just witnessed. But the disciples didn't believe them. What an opportunity Jesus had in front of these two men to finally set the record straight that what the women had seen, or better yet, had not seen, was indeed true, that Jesus had risen from the dead. So what does Jesus do? Well, Jesus, the teacher, decides to give these two disciples, these two students of his, a test, sort of like the kind I described at the beginning. But he does one thing first, and that is he makes sure that they can't recognize him. After all, he is the answer to the question. And then the test proceeds. Hey guys, I can't help but overhear your conversation. What exactly is it that you're talking about? And so they answer rather smartly, seriously? Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem that doesn't know what's been going on? And then Jesus gets to the heart of the matter. No. What things? Tell me. This sort of reminds me of that time when Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And then they say things like John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But then he says, who do you say I am? And so on the road, these two men begin to tell Jesus about Jesus. He was a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, they begin. And how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. Maybe not the exact answer you and I would have given, but still an appropriate answer. But then as they continue, their answer starts to become, well, a little questionable. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Again, we see that the disciples still had the wrong understanding of the true mission of Jesus. The promised Messiah was not sent to redeem Israel from the Roman Empire. He was there to redeem Israel and the entire world from their sins. That's why Jesus died on the cross that past Friday. As he would later explain, it was necessary that the Christ should suffer these things. His sacrifice, his blood, was the payment for our transgressions. And his resurrection from the dead earlier that day was proof that the payment had been accepted. There is nothing you and I have to do. Jesus did all that was necessary for you and your salvation. He was put to death for your trespasses and raised again for your justification. But it's apparent that these men were more caught up on the mighty deeds of Jesus, the miracles he performed, than to the words he spoke. 3 times Jesus had told his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And on the 3rd day, be raised. But apparently that last part must have gone in one ear and out the next. For as they continue to tell of the events from earlier that morning, you can hear the disbelief in their voices. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the 3rd day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Of course they weren't going to find him. That's what he said. That's what the angel said. He is not here. He is risen. Obviously, these disciples needed a refresher course. So the teacher begins class. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. As you and I look around on our world today, how many people are so like those disciples on the road to Emmaus? Jesus? Oh, he was this great teacher who lived a long time ago. Who's Jesus? Well, I read he was this super religious guy who had a lot of people who followed him. Jesus? Oh, he was a man who people have claimed to have done a lot of wonderful things. But what about you? If a stranger came up to you and asked you to describe the events in Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago concerning this man, this Jesus of Nazareth, what would be your answer? I suppose it all could depend. Just like those 2 disciples, sometimes our expectations of whom Jesus should be aren't always met. Maybe you or someone you know has a loved one suffering from cancer or Alzheimer's or some other debilitating and deadly disease. Maybe your home life has seen its share of better days. Maybe with all that's going on around us, the pandemic, the unemployment, the uncertainty of it all, you have come to the end of your rope. And that can leave you wondering, where is Jesus in all of this? Why, like the disciples, has he hid himself from me? But we know he hasn't. True, we don't see him, but we can still hear him. And Jesus says it's time for you to go back to school too. And his textbook of choice, the same one he used on that day on the road to Emmaus. In the scriptures, we are not only reacquainted with the events which took place in Jerusalem that Holy Week, we are also reassured of the promises our Lord has made. Promises like these. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Or how about this promise? But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Or how about these words, as recorded in Jeremiah? Words I know you're all familiar with. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. As I said, yes, we may not see Jesus now, but the day will come when we will. On that last day, Jesus will no longer be concealed from our view. So for now, we listen. We listen as he speaks to us in the preaching of his word. We listen to him when he says, your sins are forgiven. We listen to him when he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. So now you may be wondering, how did I do on that day with my two professors? Well, honestly, it was probably one of the most nerve-wracking days of my life. But in the end, I learned something. Just because you graduate doesn't mean the learning ends. And that is especially true when it comes to the Bible. So I have a suggestion for all of you. In these days of safe at home, why not use this opportunity to refresh yourself with God's Word? Because someday a person might come up to you and ask, excuse me, but can you tell me about those events in Jerusalem and this man named Jesus? And what's your answer going to be? As we gather today to hear God's word, let us confess together our faith.